Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
It's summertime, and living is easy.
The heat, the humidity of summer, what's the antidote? Techno.
I don't need to need you. Tell me what to do. Tell me what to say.
Think of it as musical lemonade, techno music. That's a Never Win by Casey Spooner of the band Fisher Spooner. The band's current album is called Entertainment, and Casey Spooner is in the studio today, part of our music series. Good morning, Casey.
Good morning.
And I love that tune.
Thank you.
It's danceable, but it also it has a little narrative line.
I love that you call it techno. It's so American of you.
I'm so old, you know. Old man.
Yeah.
Techno. Isn't that adorable? So let's talk about your summer music playlist, because I mean everybody, and musicians particularly, have, you know, music that they're looking for in the summer, you know, new things that you find, plus nostalgic reach backs, you know, that are tunes that sort of remind you of summer. Let's talk about the first cut that you decided to bring in. Let's play it first.
We started dancing and now put us into a groove. But now he's with somebody new. What does love want me to do?
Love the song.
Oh, this is great. How long ago is this?
I think this is mid-80s.
It's mid-80s.
It's Shannon, Let the Music Play. And I love freestyle. You know, freestyle is, some people call it Latin hip-hop. But just freestyle is a type of music I've always loved. I remember hearing this song when I was a kid, being obsessed with it. And it's one of those songs that I think it's still... there are just certain songs that live forever. And this song, I still play out in DJ sets, you know. And it's what I was dancing to my bedroom when I was, you know, 14.
I mean, I remember this song in the mid-80s as, like, go down to your local music store and buy yourself a drum machine. Just, like, sort of join the party.
Oh, yeah.
It seemed like a really fun thing to do. All right, let's take the next track.
Stars of track and feel. Stars of track and field, you are. Stars of track and field are beautiful people.
All right, now I'm not familiar with this.
What?
Yeah, see.
Come on. You're supposed to be an authority on something.
No, I am an authority on something.
This is Belle and Sebastian. It's their album called Are You Feeling Sinister? And the song is called The Stars of Track and Field. And, I started about a little over a decade ago. I discovered Fire Island and started getting a beach house there.
Oh, fantastic.
In a neighborhood called Davis Park. And it's a very kind of chill, crazy. It's not the Fire Island that most people think, like the kind of like circuit party gay scene. It's more like working class, Long Island, Irish Catholic family is the neighborhood that I went to because it was cheap.
And no cars.
No cars. And my contribution to the beach house is I would go to one of the local record stores like Etheria or Other Music or any number of these record stores that barely exist now. And I would go in and buy a stack of 50 CDs. And that would be would listen to the whole summer.
That's so great.
And so this was one of the CDs that I bought the first year that we ever had a beach house. And even some of our housemates complained that we played this album too much.
So some folks bring the burgers, some folks bring the coolers. Casey, where's the music?
I bring the Belle and Sebastian.
Oh, that's fantastic. The next tune, this again, I'm not familiar with. So, you know, the reason I miss this is because I was over in the Middle East during this whole period. So I was like overseas.
Okay, all right.
I know, like Israeli pop music during this. Yeah, I guess. So I have a decent excuse. Tell us
what
this is.
This is Sister Sledge.
Right.
So this is classic disco. It's produced by Nile Rodgers. I'm not sure which. This is the 12-inch. I like the longer 12-inch version. I was raised on disco.
You have this on vinyl?
No.
No.
No way. No. It's called the internet. I was raised on disco, was my first love. I mean, after Sesame Street. And Kiss was too satanic for me and dark. And so I was a child of disco. And so, when people started hating disco, I was destroyed. But this is, you know, I think this is one of the most amazing, classic, beautiful. I just love this. And I'm having sort of a personal disco renaissance.
And I love that. Ernie, Cookie Monster, Elmo.
And disco.
Donna
no, there
Summer.
Was no Elmo.
Donna Summer. No Elmo. That's right. Elmo's
no.
late.
Yeah.
That is true. So what do you think makes a perfect summer tune? I mean, I sense a sort of dance theme here in this particular music, and I can imagine walking down the street in Fire Island and hearing what's coming out of your house.
I don't know. I mean, we listen to. I have a lot of friends. They're all have great taste in music, and we just spend the whole summer kind of absorbed in sun and music.
And this.
Let's keep moving. Sometimes I think about you every day. Some days I only think about. Sometimes I think about you every day. Some days I.
This is a band called Sean from Kansas City that is my favorite band in the world right now.
Really?
Yeah, hands down.
So this is your summer.
This, I'm dying. The record is about to release. In fact, I was supposed to bring in a song of mine that needed to be censored because it was so filthy. But the engineers are so busy mixing this record right now, they couldn't make my clean version for today.
I see.
So, yeah. So anyway, this record is called Psy
Chic.
It's
so blue.
Yeah, yeah, I am going into a blue phase.
Yeah.
I think it's because I'm going into my middle age now. It's kind of like it's my, you know, when dad gets a red Corvette midlife crisis. I'm going for like filthy hip hop.
Filthy hip hop. Casey Spooner, what are you doing now? What's this? What is your summer of 2011?
I have a solo album. It's called Casey Spooner Adult Contemporary. And so then I've been doing these video portraits almost every week. I interview a different artist and make a video portrait that's on a website called Imagine Fashion.
Casey Spooner of the band Fisher Spooner. Happy summer. Latest album, Entertainment. Thanks for coming in.
Bye.
Tell me what to say. Don't you want to help me? Tell me what to do. Help me find a way.
Okay, so rock stars perhaps don't have a debt problem, although some of them do, but in the United States does. On yesterday's program, you may remember this, John, we spoke with a former White House financial market advisor, advised George W. Bush, Pippa Malmgren, and she had a what seemed to be a simple solution to the growing debt problem in the country.
The bottom line is, the U.S., we can fix our problem pretty easily. Everybody just has to work 10 years longer. Now, no politician can say that.
All right, so... Sounds simple, right?
I'll do it. Sure.
All right. Okay. So, but not all of our listeners agree with that. Marissa in Augusta, Arkansas, texts, I would not. I am a fiscally responsible, hardworking person. I am willing to pay a little more in taxes, but I will not give up a decade of my life to pay off wars and debt I didn't choose to make.
All right. Take it easy, Marissa. You don't have to be a part of it.
Trey really?
From
you
Detroit has a plan of his own.
My solution to the debt problem is to tax the rich. The top federal income tax rate under Ike was 91%.
Great. Go back to the Eisenhower days. Yeah.
All right, but opting out of
the
it,
music,
that
then?
Plan kind of sounds good. Give us your take, 8778-MY-TAKE. Text the word TAKE to 69866. Willing to work an extra 10 years? Let us know. I'm Celeste Headlee.
I'm John Hockenberry. Stay cool this weekend, folks. This is The Takeaway.
Deal or no deal?